Kavana, Tachlis Avedis Hashem, last week we began this paragraph here where the Nesivos Shalom is he's explaining what tshuva ilah is. What is the upper tshuva? And he started out saying that the basis for every avera is the fact that a person feels himself separate from Hashem. A person considers himself a separate existence. That is, without that, a person would never... If a person would feel part of Hashem, or as nullified to Hashem, a person wouldn't be able to do an avera. That was the previous paragraph. Amnam Taklas Avedis Hashem. However, the ultimate goal of Avedis Hashem, Hu Bitul Hayeshis, is total nullification of self. Hamafrido Isam Avedis Baruch Shemai. The total negation of self. The self that separates himself from the Creator. As it is alluded to in the pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Meaning, what does that mean? Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yehu Echad Mehamiyuchad. Sheyesh the Yehudi Be'Elamai. Hashem is the only thing that a Jew has in his world. That is what Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means. Hashem is the one and only, and nothing else exists. Yehudi chayv v'matlatzmai v'chalashaloi. A Jew is obligated to negate himself and everything that he has. V'chinis ayin v'efes hamuchlat. That everything is total nothingness. Total nothingness. El ha'boidis baruch shemai. In regarding to the Creator. When she comes to Avraham Avinu, as it says by Avraham Avinu, "Anechi afar ve'efer, I am but dust and ashes." Hainu, what that means is she'im v'kol yeshus v'chayma. He has no existence, no physicality. Alakulei batal mevutal. Everything is totally nullified. V'b'chinis ayin, total nothingness. Chumay di'isav avedis Yisrael, as it says in Avedis Yisrael from the Chazon of Magid. Be'ein melet yoyshe mul magid pasha. A literal understanding, this is of the part of the davening on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. We say if there is no defender opposite the prosecutor, that is what it says over there. So the word that is used, be'ein melet yoyshe, if there is no melet yoyshe. So he says that the word be'ein, right, means when there is no nothingness. So he says, Pesha nikra mashal adam also b'meded v'mal. It says over here that the prosecutor is prosecuting us on a pesha. Pesha is something that we do intentionally, an aver that we do intentionally. V'shal zelem hani tshuva. On that, it seems that tshuva shouldn't work. It's something that a person did intentionally. When a person nullifies himself to a concept of nothingness, he is totally negated to Hashem. Ayin is the melet yosher. Ayin is the defender against the prosecutor who even prosecutes against Pesha. Ve'ein, when a person totally nullifies himself, that is Melet Yoshem Ulmagid Pesha. That is the defender against the prosecutors for Pesha.
Meaning you come to a place of pain.
Right, that's what it means. easier said than done.
So the avodah is to dissolve that sense of otherness and just... It's not about me doing something wrong, me clapping, but right. My being aware of the capital O other so much that I no longer see myself.
Right. And again, this is very easy to talk about.
This is total nullification.
What?
Total nullification.
Total nullification of self to Hashem. As soon as there's any, as soon as a person still feels the I, then obviously he hasn't reached this level.
Of course, the opposite of the pshat, the ein melech yosheh.
Okay, obviously.
I don't have a defending attorney to help me out of my sin because of my punishment.
So the ein is melech yosheh. The Ramatlan disciple says in one place that if a person is still saying Ana Avda the Kutcha Berichu, I am a servant to Hashem, he still hasn't gotten there because there's still Ana, there's still the I. There's a fellow that used to live here, Yaakov Arnold. So Yaakov told me that he comes from Lubavitcher Chassidim way back. So he told me that there used to be a curfew where Jews weren't allowed to walk out on the street after a certain hour at night. It was dangerous if a Jew would be caught. But the Chassidim had to get together and machazik themselves. So they after one such meeting, it wouldn't pass the curfew hours. And he said, Hezeda, you know, it was a meeting, they were talking about Chzidis and Bitlayesh and the total nullification of self. And so he was walking on the street, and he hears a guard from behind, and the guard says, Vergeit, who's walking? And he answers, Ich, which is I. And then he thought to himself, what did I just do? I just saw this whole meeting about nullification of self. I said, Ich. So he started screaming to the guard, Bittlegate, Bittlegate. And he said, Bittle is walking, total nullification. Anyway, obviously this guy thought that he was off his rockers. Let him go.
Whatever works.
Yes, but the base v'chenis. There are two concepts. Within this, there are two concepts. Im kivanim and im kavodim. We can be like sons, and we can be like servants. Im zoiche, if a person merits, tiyah is batlu shaloi lebechines ayin mitoich mashmos shu ben hamelech. If a person merits, his bittul, his nullification, can be in a sense of realizing that he is the son of the king. Ad she'enoy soibol shum yeshus nefredes. To the point that he doesn't tolerate any other separate existence. Meaning that my entire identity is the son of the king. I have difficulty with that. We'll see in a second. Avagamim hu lav barochi, but even if a person has not reached that level, l'chol apachas hu b'b'chines im ka'avodim, well, at least he is in a concept of im ka'avodim, at least I'm a servant. When Shekosev Yehuda Shamal Yosef, it says, when Yehuda spoke to Yosef, he said, man neymar, man edaber, man edstadok, we're going to hinnu avodim la adoni gamanachnu v'goyim. when they were quote unquote caught with the silver, with this goblet of Yosef, Yehuda says, "What can we say? How can we? We can't justify ourselves. We're slaves to our master." Meaning, in a time when a person doesn't have what to say, and a person can't speak up for himself, a person can't justify himself. So, at that point, the only eitzah is, if he nullifies himself and everything that he has to Hashem, then everything is fine. Because now he's no longer a cell, he's no longer a different entity. He's part of the Rabbanu Shlit. And so I don't know how he connects being a ben with bittel. Eved is bittel. Being a slave, that is bittel. That's total nullification. Nullification of self. That's what, and the Eved has no identity besides the identity of his master. A prince has his own identity. Son of the king.
I don't know. I could argue that it's the opposite, too, and maybe that's the point that he's making over here. Because the slave has to maintain his own. Has to maintain his own identity. I'm not talking about legally. Legally, the master owns the slave's stuff and so on. But he has no identity for the master. He might hate the master. It doesn't make any difference. For the prince, however, the son of the king, his whole importance, his reason for being is I am the son of the king. That's the source of my worth, as I am the son of the king. For the slave, he doesn't derive any such thing from his master.
I hear what you're saying, but on the other hand, it's all the son of the king's identifying himself as a king's son is all about himself.
No.
I am the son of the king.
Think, for example,
I think the Zohar always compares the son and the servant as two people in equal relationship to the king, one being out of love and one out of fear. So that the dependent of the servant of the king is a deep relationship of identity, but it's out of fear. The son has the same relationship with the king, but it's a higher relationship because it's out of love.
I see that difference, and definitely the son is on a higher level. But when regarding Bittel, I still see the servant as a being more Bittel to the master.
Because you're seeing the servant in the power relationship, so he's being mevatel to the higher power of the king. The
right.
Son is also being mevatel to the
he's
power.
Being mevatel.
Think of in current times right now. The son, Gaddafi's son, Saif. As long as his father remains in power, he's a big deal. His father gets overthrown, Saif Gaddafi is nothing. Now think of the slave, of one of Gaddafi's slaves. If Gaddafi is overthrown and killed, then now the slave is free.
Because then he's not an Eved anymore.
He's not an Eved anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he lost his status as Eved.
So. Right.
Then he becomes an eye.
Then he becomes an eye.
There's no greater abyssal than being a genetic product of something else, right? Sooner or later, we inhabit the genetic prison of our fathers. Would you feel that you are somehow, on one hand, liberated because of who your father is, and on the other hand, this is the greatest prison because you cannot be anything but his son.
Maybe.
I had it the other way when I was in
Europe. I mean, you have it just halachically, right? Just yad evet kad rabbi. A evet is gufa kami. Because halachically, a child, a son, can make his own acquisitions. He's his own man. Whereas an evet is totally negated to his master. He can't make his own acquisitions. Everything that he has belongs to his master.
Yeah, we're talking property here. We're not talking self-identification.
Right. But that represents what his identity is. I hear what you're saying.
Should physical things be the aspect of your identification?
No, but that's just a consequence of the fact that I don't have my identity, and that's why I can't do anything.
At the end of 7 years, they have a delivery.
No, it's a delivery. Yeah, okay, I hear. Yeah, we are a delivery, I guess.
Sons of Nebuchadnezzar.
And we go on.
And the son-in-law for sure.
And we go on.
Yeah. I once said a word that the three advantages of an Eved over a Ben, and this is probably why I'm so caught up in this, because I'm so in,
3 years ago.
I'm so caught up in my yeshus.
In your taich.
I can't even see what's going on here. I said the three advantages of an Eved over a Ben is, number one is that there's bittul. The Eved has no identity besides the master's identity, whereas the son does have his own identity. Then there is Yira, there is a sense of fear. The Eved has a sense of a fear that a son doesn't have.
Depends on the father, but anyway.
Right. Yep.
Because then the son is an Eved. I'm talking about the relationship.
But he has potential.
The Eved relationship is a relationship of fear.
Right.
And then there's the concept of tefillah, the prayer. Because the father sees to it that his son has everything that he needs. The son doesn't even have to ask for it. Whereas the Eved has to ask for everything that he wants. These are three concepts that our relationship to Hashem, that's where the Eved relationship is so important. We need to have the bittul, we need to have the yira, and we need to have tefillah in order to maintain that relationship.
You know, Rabbi, when I was in the army, I was picked up by a big sergeant and thrown against the wall the first day in my basic training. And at that moment, I remember thinking that you can have my body, but you can't have my mind. And there they gave me everything. They gave me my food, they gave me my clothes, they gave me my bed. There was nothing I could possibly want. They gave me money. So there's a conflict. Because I was more myself after the guy threw me.
Wait, so you're saying you didn't have to ask for anything?
Well, I never had to ask that for anything because it was all there. But by the same token, I had more of an identity of myself than I ever did before I walked in.
And that's also true for American black slaves, if you read their testimonies, mm-hmm. that they were completely owned. Their bodies were owned by the plantation owners, but they had a rich culture, subterranean.
Mm-hmm. In defiance.
What we're talking about here is a true servant, loyal servant.
Why should a slave be loyal? I mean, he doesn't want to get beaten, he doesn't want to get killed, perhaps, but why should he be loyal? He's forced.
He doesn't want to get beaten.
Well, I mean, loyalty is a mind thing. It's not a.
Well, you would like to appear loyal.
Okay, you want to appear loyal, but you might actually hate the guy who's
between serving out of fear and love.
But the slave might well wish his master dead, but he's not going to risk doing something that's going to get him in trouble.
Well, if a servant realizes the goodness of his master and that his master is actually a very good person, why shouldn't he be loyal to his master?
Because because his master is depriving him of his is trying to deprive him of his identity.
Yeah, but the master provides him with everything.
The
master provides him with his needs. What does he have to worry about? Master provides him with everything that
because
he needs.
Because people like their yeshes. That's
right.
What.
True. Right, so that's the you'll find the term bias used in connection with Eved, right? Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Oimdim Beveis Hashem, right? Praise Hashem, the servants of Hashem who stand in the house of Hashem. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Loichein Avdi Moshe, no, my servant Moshe, b'chol beisi nemanu, my house is trustworthy. Bias is the first letters of Bittel, Yira, Tefillah. Three advantages of an Eved. So whenever
I know we say all of this, but it's just hard for me to imagine. I think of myself, suppose I were captured as a slave.
You are. You are a slave. You work for the state.
Yep.
Right? Do you work out of fear?
Well, to some extent, if I decide, gee, it's a beautiful day, I don't feel like going to work today, I fear losing my job, I suppose, if I don't actually show up and...
Do you think you're a loyal employee? Would you rather the state didn't exist?
No, they provide for my needs. I enjoy my job. I'm wasting time.
This is being recorded.
Then we'd have drug dealers and such, and people with guns would be running.
We can debate that.
Right. This is being recorded. And posted.
I think we have to distinguish between servant and slave. I think there are subtle differences going back to Roman times, what those mean.
But that's true. That's true, because if I really decided I really hate this job, so I quit and go find another job. A slave doesn't have that option.
Yeah.
Okay.
Master training.
Depends what kind of slave you want. Could be redeemed.
Let me tell you about
okay.
The master.
Let's go by it. The Karkova always have to see this. Forefathers of Chassidus have already established he is Soid Ayahadus who Achna Veshiflus Menei Abayis Baruch Shemai, that the foundation of Judaism is subjugation before Hashem. Hainu meaning his Batlus Gemura Hu V'chol HaShaloi, which is total nullification of a person and everything that he has. V'chinnis Hininu Avodim La'adayni, the concept of we are total servants to our master. V'zubachin is tshuva ilah. That is the higher level of tshuva. Ha'ma'ilah afilu ha'pagom v'shleim ma'ilah b'ham tshuva, that works even for those types of blemishes that the Zohar Kodesh says that tshuva doesn't work. Tshuva doesn't work, but bittul works. Al derech hamuva b'svarim hakadoshim al posuk yiseitzel hamelchom alevecha, as it is brought in the svarim and the posuk, if you will go out to war against your enemies, but yisas sus v'rechav amrav mimcha, and you will see a horse and chariot, a nation that is greater than you, loisira mayhem, do not fear them, ki Hashem lekecha imach, because Hashem your God is with you. Says the say the Svarim HaKadoshim, Tzus v'rechav hem l'makova shel ha-sifra achra. The enemy that we're talking about, the horse and the chariot, are the chariot of the sifra achra. Am rav mimcha. Now he interprets the pasuk as am rav, when there is a great, when you see them as a great nation, mimcha. That's all because of you. Meaning, Elohan Nitzotis HaKadoshim, Shinispazru Mimcha. These are the holy sparks that have been dispersed through you. Venaflu La Klipa, and they have fallen into the Klipa. This is a reference, once again, to the wasted seed. is are called or considered holy sparks that fall into the klippas through us. And through them, what is created are our mashchisim, destroying demons to no end. But the only way to overcome these is if Hashem, your God, is with you. The person is totally nullified to Hashem b'chinas ayin, in a concept of ayin. Ve'inoy oid yesh nifrod. He is no longer a separate existence. Ma'ale es kulam l'shor Hashem. He's able to elevate everything to their source. I was once at a levaya. It was a funeral of someone who died. I think he was a bachur. I don't think he ever got married. And this was in Yerushalayim. And in Yerushalayim, there's a minhag that the children of the nifter don't accompany the nifter. They at the whatever the funeral is, that's where they remain, and everybody else accompanies the nifter to its burial place. Children do not go. It's a mini Yerushalayim. There's no messing with the Chevra Kaddish on that one. So I was at this funeral, and the Chevra Kaddish announces, "Kinder zol nishmal avazan." Children should not accompany the nifter. So I went over to him. I said, "This guy didn't have any children." So they told me that's not what it means. Kinder zol nishmal avazan means that it's talking about these mashkisim. They're considered the children of a person. When a person wastes seed, and the what's created from that is these destroying demons, we don't want them to accompany the nifter. So that's why there's a mini Yerushalayim. That is why there's a mini Yerushalayim that kinders and mishmalah. Children don't accompany.
The regular sons.
Yeah.
What?
I said I had a whole army to be
the sons and daughters, I mean real children type, do they accompany?
No, they don't. No, but the real reason for this is that we don't want the other children accompanying.
The demonic offspring from Lilith.
It's such a...
It's a Zoya.
Huh?
It's a Zoya.
Yeah. That was the children that...
They come back to haunt you.
Yeah. Unless the Chevra Kaddish announces that they shouldn't.
Yeah, right. That'll get rid of them. Them and no women either. No. They go, women are voice. You ever seen that when women show up for the Levaya and Hazazim? They kick them out.
It happens to be that it's a lot of Shulchan Aruch. I don't know what we rely on, but a lot of Shulchan Aruch is that women shouldn't be allowed. Okay. Yeah, I think we're stopping here on that wonderful note.
Thank you.
Oh, do I have one of them?
That doesn't have to be.